You had a huge game today. Did a little bit of everything. Even played defense. Your thoughts on that?
You know, first of all, I'd like to, praise Coach Jackson and our coaching staff. You know, it's one of the best coaching staffs I've ever been a part of, that's coached me. Our record doesn't show it right now, but our guys play for them. And it's the best coaching staff I've played for, especially in my position as well. Special teams coach does a great job. Everybody. And, we got a lot of things going on, from the standpoint of, losing players, losing Corey Coleman, losing our kicker, and we're still fighting, and I'm just proud of my teammates and proud of of the coaching staff. I can't really break it down any more than that.
What's on your game today?
There's a lot of plays I wish I could have back. I'm just proud of the guys that I get to go out there and play with. Cody Kessler, oh my God. When Coach Jackson kept saying, trust me, I mean, this guy, you should saw him in the huddle, man. Like, the guy ran the huddle. That reminds me a lot of Josh. Confident, is very confident. Wasn't too big for him. Special teams, I want to talk about that because I thought our special teams played awesome. Coach Taves is big on that all week. I sit in there in almost all the meetings, and Don Jones and guys flying down there, and the positions, that's not really thought of. I think our team, it's playing great, and I'm so proud of our special teams guys, and I know how hard that is, and I'm just proud. There's a lot of plays I wish I could have back. Obviously, I made a couple plays, but there's some drops as well, and I'm very dissatisfied with myself personally, but I'm very proud of my teammates. I'm proud of the offensive line. For John Greco to go out there and play center, make all the calls, Joe Thomas, he deserves the win, and we battled our butts off, and hats off to Miami. They beat us.
How do you prepare mentally for going into a game where you're having to play so many different positions?
I could do it. I always thank God, first of all. I should have said that first of all. I thank God and praise God and pray to Jesus all the time because he gave me this ability to – and I'm not the greatest quarterback. I can't go out there and do what Cody and Josh and Robert does and other quarterbacks in the league, but I could go out there and hold my own. And, I just pray and thank God every day, that he's blessed me and gave me the ability to play so many different things and be effective in a way. And that goes off to the coaching staff as well. I mean, that's just adding another dimension. And that just shows you how great of Coach Hugh Jackson is. And I love playing for him. I'll battle, like I said, I'll die on the field for him, because this guy loves the game. I love people that love this game. It's not about stats and stuff like that to me. It's about winning, and it's about competing, and that's it. That's really it for me. And it's real simple.
Terrell, did you ever feel overtaxed in this game? Did it go into overtime?
I was a little tired. I should have put my hand up. There's a lot of plays I wish I could have back and let Higgy get in there. But they got to pull me off this dang field because I love the game, man. Like, there's nothing else I'd rather do. Like I said before, it's God, Jesus, my son, and then football. And that's it for me, really. This game means the world to me, just means the world to me. I don't know.
Would you continue to like to do as much?
Listen, like I said before, I'll do anything for Coach Jackson. If he asks me to go play center, tackle, I'm going to work my butt off to go and do it and try to be the best at it. I know I won't be the best at it, but whatever it takes, man, because this team, we have a great team here. A lot of people overlook us and talk bad about us, but I think I feel like our team is one of the best teams in the NFL. We just got to figure out how to win. We could have been 2-1. We could easily be 2-1 right now. And our defense played their butts off today. DeMario Davis, I told him when we went before I ran in that score, I said, we're going to go down here and score. We were down by 9 or something. I said, you got to – we went down and scored, and he said, I got you if you do that. I came on the sideline. I said, now it's your turn. You gave me a promise. You got to do it. And he said – then they went and did it, and he came back. He said, now you owe me. And that's how I got to be. I'm frustrated with myself. I'm frustrated just with this – just losing, man, because – like I said, you know, everyone deserves more, you know. This team deserves more, you know. We just got to keep battling, and Coach Jackson deserves this. Deserves to win. Our owners deserve to win. Always at practice, and very attention. You know, they pay a lot of attention to this team, and they love this team, and they deserve it. And we will get it done for them. We're going to come back next week and have great practice, and go and try to beat the Redskins. And I think we could battle with anybody, and we will practice our butts off, and we'll be coming to compete next Sunday.
When you say you're dissatisfied with yourself after a game like that?
There's a lot of different things, you know. For me, I felt like I was getting held the whole game. And if you go watch the TV copy, I was getting held the whole game. But I let – on one of the passes I dropped in 3rd-and-2, it was a slant perfect pass. You know, I was frustrated, you know, because I kept on talking to the ref saying, this guy's holding me. And I let my team down by I lost that focus for that second, you know. And that's not me. I can't let another man discourage me, or, you know, and that's what I did. And hats off to Maxwell. He was on me the whole game, playing man-to-man all over, and he's a hell of a corner. And my hat's off to the Dolphins.
What is the potential of this offense with you, especially running out of the quarterback spot and then a speedster like Josh Gordon coming up?
This thing could get ugly, man. I mean, it's ugly right now. We have great running backs. Duke Johnson, we got Crow, we got, you know, myself, we got Josh coming back, Corey Coleman, we got Andrew Hopkins, we got the young rooks, Ricardo and Higgy, you know, and Joe Thomas, best tackle on the left side in the league, you know, and we got guys that will fight, you know, all day, and you know, at the offensive line and our defense, you know, like we just got to put it together and we just got to play harder, and you know, I'm gonna make sure to my best ability, you know, if guys are listening to me, I'm just gonna keep on trying to be somewhat of a leader in a way, but I like to lead by example and try to go out and make plays and practice hard, you know, and I like guys to see me doing that, and it starts with myself, you know. I got to be better every play, and I'm just, you know, I don't know.
Terrell,
we got time for a couple more.
Terrell, is some of this passion that you have, where you talk about cutting off your finger or I would die on the field, is some of that related to the fact that, you know, this was almost taken away from you? You almost didn't get to play this game anymore.
Yeah, you know, I was quarterback. I got released 4 times, and just didn't have the game, you know. It was almost taken away from me, you know. And Coach Hugh Jackson, and you know, in the staff last year, and even my hat's off to Sash Brown, you know, Sash, because he gave me a chance, you know, and makes me want to, you know, tear. Sometimes when I'm at home, it makes me want to tear up in a way, because just like you said, Mary. This game was almost taken from me, and that's why it means so much to me, you know. And I don't ever want to let my teammates down, and the trust that the coaches have in me, I don't want to let them down. I let them down a couple times today. I switched over from the Z to the X because Corey got hurt, and I made a couple errors today, and I'm very mad at myself, and I let my team down. Period. I mean, that's just the only way I could put it.